Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Since 2008, a small group of artists from central New South Wales in the Philippines have been carrying out cultural exchanges. These cultural exchanges entail making art, exhibiting art, and meeting personally to get to know each other. It is rare that such exchanges happen between regional communities. I am curious to find out what these cultural exchanges were like and to find out what the artists think about them. Ubu's cultural exchanges commenced when Filipino ceramic artist Pablo Capati visited Sydney and central New South Wales for an exhibition and to give workshops.
I went to Parks to say thank you because Parks also donated money to Ubo fundraising. So I got to meet the mayor and the Rotary Club and just so that they know where he went. And that was really a physical presence. And then after that, part of the program, the exchange was to do a workshop with Lake Jellico, use the clay there and try to and teach the locals on how to process the clay and make works out of the clay there. So this was the initial Ubu exchange.
During his stay in Australia, Pablo Capati met his fellow Ubu exchange member, Scott Turnbull. Scott Turnbull tells me about Pablo's visit.
But to have someone come over here from another country, teach art, it's just doesn't happen that often out here. So they've taken it for what it is. It was a great experience. We even took Sean and Pablo out to my in-law's farm, and we had a bit of a barbecue and a few drinks out there. And Pablo demonstrated his pottery, even from clay from the local dam, which, you know, it was winter, so he made a little pot and he put inside our fire and used it as a kiln. Outside of his kind of teachings, or what he was, his purpose that he was here for, he's always willing to share his knowledge with anyone, so it was great.
Scott James Stoney is a Wiradjuri man from Peak Hill in central New South Wales. Scott is also a visual artist who works with paint, wood, and other materials. Following Pablo Capati's visit to Australia, Scott James Stoney visited the Philippines in 2012 and 2015.
Well, I wasn't too sure what I was going to expect over there. But being the first time overseas, and you know, I didn't think I'd ever leave the state of New South Wales, let alone being on a plane and get. Wasn't too keen on Manila, but yeah, once I got out of there a bit.
Why not?
Well, I'm not a big city fan, for a start, being from the bush. And Sydney's too big for me. And going to a place like Manila, has got the population of Australia, and it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Scott talks about spending time in Zagara, working with clay for the first time, and also his immersion in the local art scene.
Learn a bit of pottery and stuff and see what he's culture and family and town and that, everything else was like, and which is great. That's something you take to your grave with like that. That was one of the eye-opening best things, you know, of your life, let alone just the trip. Normally I work on clay, but because I was in a clay pottery, it just sounds the right thing to do. Well, that's, I just shared a bit of my Wiradjuri style on a bit of clay, and that's.
These are his thoughts about coming back to Australia after spending time in the Philippines.
I'm from a small village in Peak Hill there, and don't take long for people to find out that you've sort of left town and then you're going on a big airplane to go overseas and stuff. And it changes you. It shows you how much Australians and we take things for granted and all that. You go to some places over the Philippines and all that, they're battling. You know, a lot of their slums and stuff and stuff like that. So it really opens your eye up. Considering that it makes you more humble, makes you more, makes your eyes open a bit more, makes you love life a little bit more and stuff like that. And And yeah, it's sort of like, you know, mellows out a little bit and makes you realise how lucky some people are and all that stuff, because you, it's just good to experience things like that and to come home and share it with your family. And then you mightn't think that we might have it hard here, but when you go somewhere else and stuff like that, just, so it's certainly eye-opening.
According to Scott James Stoney, his exposure to art outside Australia has influenced his art-making process. In 2015, it was time for Jason Murchie, a music producer from Parkes in central New South Wales, to go on a cultural exchange to Sagada together with Sean James Cassidy and Scott Tony. On his trip, Jason Murchie produced a song called Echoes, which is recorded with indigenous singers from Sagada.
It was all very exciting because it was my first trip overseas just in general, so that alone had a lot of excitement in it. Just, you know, it being my first trip overseas, never really experiencing any other country. It was really nice to be, you know, part of a culture exchange that was going to be connected more closely to the roots of, like, you know, the traditional culture of Sagada. And that's what we were, you know, the artists we were connecting with over there were a part of that, you know, and trying to share that. So I have always felt strongly about community coming together and really connecting through that. To see that firsthand up in a small village, you know, technology wasn't in abundance up there, which was really nice. You sort of got away from that all when you're in the city, it's everywhere, and to go up into the mountains to get away from the hecticness of the overpopulated areas and stuff. It was nice to come back to somewhere like a small town. Like, we here in Parkes probably aren't even as connected as they, you know, as the locals in Sagada would be. But it was really nice to see them all connecting, and they were very welcoming, like, for us to be up there.
Thomas Orr and Chris Orr are two brothers, musicians and farmers from Parkes, who became involved with Ubu Exchange through their long-time friendship with Jason Murchie. Together, the trio have recorded and played music locally in Parkes, Byron Bay, and in Sydney. Although neither of the brothers have visited the Philippines, they tell me that the energy of these cultural exchanges are felt throughout Ubu. Thomas Orr explains.
I think it's really good because it brings a completely different aspect to what I'd be doing with music, you know. Like, I just sort of strum around on the acoustic guitar and write dreamy sort of country folky rock songs, and, you know, working with other people, you know, it's got different beats, it's got different rhythms, it's a whole new thing for me to, so I love it when somebody throws something at me and goes, oh, you know, have you got any ideas for what we could do with this as the next step sort of thing. I think it's really good. We're a long way from sort of anything out here sort of thing, so it's good to take on new projects and meet new people, and especially from our point of view, I think it's good to have people come to the farm and learn a bit about what we're doing as well. And I think it's good for people from here to go over there and have a look and see what's going on, you know, and yeah, create a bigger world sort of thing. The world can all get a bit small if you stay in your own bubble, can't it? So.
Chris Orr shares his thoughts on the importance of connecting to others.
I just love learning anything that opens my eyes up a little bit to something new is just excellent. And, you know, just, you know, being a white fella in Australia, it's just anything that kind of teaches you and gets you involved with the Aboriginal community is just, it's a blessing. Like, you sort of yearn for it, you know. I don't know, it's, you know, you have your white man guilt about owning land that you shouldn't own and all that sort of stuff, but there's not much you can do about it at the end of the day. The bank owns it, so, you know, what do you do?
Sean James Cassidy talks about continuity in cultural exchanges.
You know, some people go to one place and never come back. And I think that's what some of the artists and craftspeople that I've worked with in Cigala, they appreciate that you come back. You don't just get there and take it and never be seen again. There's an effort. And you need to go again anyways, because when you first get there, you're still making sense of things.
Having spoken to various artists involved with UpUbu Exchange, it seems that dialogue needs to continue so that they are truly able to tackle the complexity of the places that they come from. Yaman mitina ipa sa kultura nga si waya waya ah insinali duma ay ah insinali duma ay
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.